Cars, a copyrighted program created by the Rio Grande Oil Company.
San Andreas Sheriff's Office calling all cars. Attention all Los Angeles County Sheriff's cars. Broadcast 164. Be on the lookout for a tan sedan driven by one or two men. Has Laguna Beach Cab Company lettered on side of car. Was thought to be used in holdup and shooting in Laguna Canyon. These men are armed and dangerous. That's all.
Larger and larger grows the roll call of cities and counties using Rio Grande cracked gasoline exclusively. At this time, we proudly salute three new cities: Pasadena, patrician center of culture and wealth; Phoenix, capital and metropolis of the great state of Arizona; Marysville, of the fabulous, famous Mother Lode country. Veteran Pasadena officers have frequently proved they could shoot it out and win. Phoenix is rooted in desert tradition. No city in the West has a more colorful or more heroic background than Marysville. To serve the law in these places, men must be courageous, hard-hitting, hard-driving men of action, and so they are. And so they chose Rio Grande cracked gasoline, already able to boast service for Oakland, Berkeley, Fresno, Santa Barbara, Los Angeles, San Diego, Orange County, San Diego County, Maricopa County, Arizona, and many, many other cities and counties. In fact, last year, 3,724,318 gallons of Rio Grande cracked gasoline were used by law enforcement officers. This is enough gasoline to drive 10,000 cars to the Atlantic seaboard and back. Do you know of any other gasoline that can point to such overwhelming preference? Try Rio Grande cracked gasoline in your car. See your independent Rio Grande dealer tomorrow. Tonight, we take pleasure in presenting Deputy Sheriff Jim Workman of the Santa Ana Sheriff's Office. Deputy Workman.
Good evening. Tonight's calling all cars is an excellent example of the futility of crime used as a means of getting some easy money. The boys implicated in this case were both under 20 years of age. They had no real reason for turning to a criminal career other than that of being too lazy to take on the responsibilities of an honest job. Theirs was no crime of passion. No sudden, uncontrollable emotion made them lose their heads. It was an act of sheer brutality, of almost unbelievable cruelty. Our office, in cooperation with the authorities of Laguna Beach, Huntington Beach, and others up and down the coast, made every effort to apprehend these youths as soon as the report came in. And we did, one within 24 hours of the crime, and the other a few days later. How this was done will be related now in the following dramatization.
It is early evening, June 16th, in the little village known as Laguna Beach. Nestled snugly between the rolling foothills and the Pacific Ocean, this colony for years has been the home of many of California's most brilliant painters. Here, too, the little theater buzzes with furious activity the year round, an outlet for the artistic temperament of Laguna's populace. Seated behind the driver's wheel of his parked taxi, Harold Marshall, 26-year-old cab driver, waits on call, chats at intervals with friends as they pass his stand.
Hiya, Harold. Keeping you busy tonight?
Not too busy, Harris. Just coming to work?
Yeah, I draw the night shift.
Ought to be a mob in later. There's a party for the cast of that play they put on last night up in Silverado Canyon somewhere. I guess everyone will be out there.
Good enough. I guess I better keep the old coffee pot full just in case. Did you see the play?
No, I didn't get a chance. Heard it was pretty swell, though.
I didn't either. Working as usual. Well, don't take any wooden nickels. I got to get inside and start dishing up the short orders. See you later.
Okay, Harris. I'll be in for some of that coffee later myself.
I'll get it. Sandwich milk. Who? Oh. Okay, Mona. I'll tell him. If Mona, Hal, wants you to come out to the club and get her mother.
Okay. Thanks.
informality of Laguna, where everyone knows everyone else by his first name, where such things as street numbers are unheard of. Out the coast highway a quarter of a mile, young Marshall pulls his cab to a stop in front of a brown, board-and-bat studio house, over whose portals hangs a large sign reading Mona's Studio Club, Laguna's only nightclub. Shutting off the motor, he walks to the door, opens it, steps inside.
Hello, Bud. Did you take Mother downtown?
Sure will, Mona. Hello, Johnny.
Bud, hi.
Couldn't be better. Place looks kind of deserted tonight.
It's that party up the canyon. This town isn't big enough for two parties the same night.
Oh, don't worry. They'll all be in here later.
Oh, I'm not worrying. Not this one.
Your mother ready, Mona?
In a minute, Bud.
Okay, I'll be outside.
All right. I'll send her out.
Hey, Bud. This is the fellow I was looking for. How do you get to Silverado Canyon Drive from here?
You going to the party too, Dean?
Yeah, I wouldn't miss it. That is, if I can find the place.
Well, you know where the Dude Ranch is, out the canyon?
Yeah.
Well, just past there, there's a little road turns up to the right. It's not much more than a cow path. Room enough for about 1.5 cars at a time.
Sounds swell.
You can make it all right, though. Once you get on the road, just follow your nose, and suddenly, you're there. Now, I gotta go now. Here's Mona's mother.
Okay, Bud. Thanks a million.
Maybe I'll see you up there later.
Yeah, okay. I'll see you later, man.
And a few minutes later, Harold Marshall drops his fare at her destination, then returns to his stand in front of the sandwich mill. As he's about to turn off the motor, two men approach the cab. Not recognizing either of them, he decides they must be out-of-towners looking for a ride. After a moment's hesitation, one of them speaks.
Your cab for hire?
Sure is.
Okay. Want to go for a ride.
All right. Hop in. Now, where to?
Well, I just drive out the canyon a ways. We're not just sure of the address.
You going to the cast party?
No. No, we're just going out the canyon a ways. We'll tell you when to stop.
Okay. Fellows new here in Laguna?
Yeah.
How do you like it here?
It's all right.
You'll like it better after you've been around a while.
Yeah.
That big grove of trees on the right is Perry Wood. There's a regular open-air theater in the middle of it. If you knew the name of the place you want to go, I might know where they are.
Yeah, we'll tell you when to stop.
Okay.
All right, driver. Turn around right up here and pull over.
There isn't any house along here.
That's all right. We know where we're going.
Okay. Sure a funny place to want to stop.
Yeah. Turn off your motor.
Why?
Turn off your motor.
Hey, wait a minute. What is this?
Let him have it.
No, don't hit me with that. Oh.
Gosh. You hit him pretty hard, Jerry.
Yeah. Come on. Let's get what he has on him. Give me a hand dragging him out.
Yeah, okay. Oh. Hey, he isn't out.
Hey, lay off of me, will you?
Stand back, Fulton.
What are you going to do? Don't shoot any more, please. You hit me in the back.
Come on, Fulton.
Oh.
Drag him out here.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, take it easy. This thing burns.
Hey, not that way, not that way. Pull him out this side where he'll be hidden by the car.
Yeah.
Hey, it's got it. Let's see what he's got on him.
Please, take it easy. Will you? My back.
Come on, hurry up, Jerry. Somebody's liable to come along here and see us.
I got it. Not much, but better than nothing. Come on, let's beat it.
Hey, wait a minute, fellas. Don't leave me here. I'll bleed to death. I'm bleeding awful.
Come on, Jerry.
Listen, take me back to town with you. Leave me where I can get the doctor, will you? Give me a chance.
What do you think we ought to do?
I don't know. If we leave him here, he's sure to bump off.
That'd be murder if we were caught.
Yeah. And maybe we better dump him back near town.
Please.
What if somebody sees us with him in the back? What do we do then?
I don't know. What'd you shoot him for anyway?
Don't ask questions. Can't stand here all night, Gavin. What'll we do? Leave him here? Hey, look. Here comes a car down the road.
And he'll see us. We better beat it.
Hey, no, quick. Take this guy's hat and pull it down over your head. Yes, got it. Now get in the seat there and look as though you're waiting for somebody.
What are you going to do?
And lie down here and keep this guy from squawking. Get in the cab.
Okay.
It's going to stop. Tell him you don't want anything. Don't let him see your face.
What's the matter, Bud? You out of gas?
No, everything's all right.
What are you doing parked out here?
I'm waiting for someone. It's all right.
Well, sure, I can't help.
No, thanks.
All right. Good night.
Nice going.
Well, listen, we got to get out of here. That was too close for me.
Okay. We'll take this guy with us and dump him later.
That's all right by me, only let's do something.
Come here. Give me a lift. Can't walk.
Okay.
You're going to take me back?
Yeah, we'll take you somewhere. Come on.
All right, up.
Oh, take it easy. Oh.
Yeah, that's got it. You drive back towards town. I'll stay here in the back seat.
Okay.
Back towards the village drive the two youthful desperados with their wounded victim. Back to where the canyon road runs into Forest Avenue, Laguna's main cross street. Past pedestrians who know Marshall by sight, they drive right to the corner of Forest and Coast Boulevard, where they swing the cab in behind the sandwich mill and little parking lot.
All right, get out.
Can't move.
Hey, then I'll help you. Oh. Get moving, folks. Back up the canyon, Mike.
In here.
Help.
Hey, Bud.
Harris. Over here. Help.
Hey, what's the matter? What are you doing lying there?
Doctor. Get doctor. Shot.
Yeah? Okay. Hold it, fella. I'll get a doc. I'll get him over here in a jiffy. Hey, Allison, somebody shot Bud Marshall. He's over the lot. Get a doc.
Rushed to the receiving hospital, Marshall gives a description of the two gunmen, then drops into a coma from loss of blood. An ambulance is called, and after a preliminary examination of his wounds, which show both bullets to have lodged in his spine, he is taken to St. Joseph's Hospital in Santa Ana for an immediate operation. Meanwhile, the Santa Ana Sheriff's Office is notified of the shooting, and a blockade is made to the three main arteries leading out of town in hopes of catching the suspects. A description of the cab, as well as the two boys, is phoned to all substations, with the order to apprehend and hold if found. Laguna is bottled up from the east, the north, the south by road, the west by ocean, and 5 miles up the canyon.
I wish we hadn't taken that guy back now. Every cop in town will be out on us as soon as they find him.
Yeah.
We can't just drive around here all night.
How do we get out then? We try to get through Santa Ana, they'll spot us for sure.
It's a cinch we can't go back through Laguna.
Hey, look, maybe we can get out over these hills. There's a dirt road over there. It must go somewhere.
It can't hurt to try. Let's go.
Okay.
Can't be used very often.
Yeah, but it ain't dead end.
Hey, Fultz, look ahead there.
Lights. From a car, and it's coming down this road.
Turn around, let's beat it.
I can't, there's not room enough.
Hey, look, that car's pulled across the road. Maybe it's a car.
How could it be? They haven't had time to get up here yet.
Well, they might have been up here all the time.
Well, what do we do?
Stop, I guess. There's a guy on the road, they're waving at us.
Okay.
He's touching the thing, I'm gonna blast him.
Hey, how do you get yourself right at Canyon Place, you know?
No.
Oh, I thought you was Bud Marshall. Looked like his cab.
Well, it's not.
Okay, but you don't know how you get
I
up
I told
to
you no.
Okay, okay. Hey, thanks anyhow. No soap, Benny. This guy don't know either. Guess we're out of line.
As soon as he pulls out of the way, get moving.
Okay.
We'll go up a ways and turn around. I don't like this road.
Yeah, he's clear now.
Let's go, then.
Okay.
Driving the cab over the rough road, the two fugitives find a place big enough to turn around in, then back into the canyon to disappear into the night. And in the meantime, Freddy Violet, the inquisitive youth of a few moments before, and his companion decide to give up their search for the party and return to Laguna. And there they meet with a scene of unusual activity. Gathered in front of the taxi stand are a group of people. Parked helter-skelter, two Laguna police cars and a sheriff's car indicate that something has happened. Inquisitive again, Violet edges his way into the circle of faces, asks, what's up?
Hey, what's all the excitement, Harris?
Bud Marshall got held up and shot.
What? Say, that's terrible. Where is he?
They took him to Santa Ana and got to operate on him.
Gee. Did they get the guy that did it?
Nuh-uh. There was two of them. Took Bud's cab to escape in.
Well, say, if that doesn't... Huh? They took Bud's cab?
Yeah.
Benny. Hey, Benny. Did you hear that? They took Bud's cab.
Well, what's so amazing about that?
Gosh, I saw him.
You what?
I saw him. I talked to him. I was so close I could have touched him.
What are you talking about?
Hey, Jack.
Yeah?
Hey, listen. About 15 minutes ago, I was up at Silverado Canyon trying to find a party, and I saw Bud's cab driving around.
You're sure it was his cab?
Sure, I'm sure. And there was two fellers in it. I asked them where Silverado Place was, and one of them said he didn't know, and they drove off.
Yeah, that was only 15 minutes ago.
Yeah?
Yeah, Allison.
Yeah?
Tell the boys we're going up the canyon. I've got a lead as to where those guys are.
And a few minutes later, a hastily organized posse of police, deputy sheriffs, and citizens start a manhunt that covers every inch of the canyon territory. All night, the search continues through thick mountain brush. But as the first rays of the morning sun announce the new day, the weary members of the posse admit defeat and return to their homes. It is apparent to all that the vicious gunmen have made good their escape. And at the St. Joseph's Hospital in Santa Ana, young Harold Marshall spends the long hours of the night in the operating room while surgeons make a supreme effort to sustain the small flicker of life that minute by minute grows weaker. Then, late the following afternoon in a service station at Huntington Beach, 15 miles north of Laguna...
Yeah. Hello, young fella. Something I can do for you?
I just thought I'd get a drink of water if it's all right. It's kind of hot walking.
Sure thing. Help yourself.
Thanks.
Wish you could bring a little business with you. I don't think there's been 10 cars in here since I opened up this morning. You'd make a million that way.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
And I'll bet at the out of those 10 cars, at least 5 of them wanted water... Tires checked and directions as how to get somewhere and nothing else.
Any of them from Laguna?
Laguna?
Yeah, down the highway there.
Oh, I know where it is. I used to live there. Don't remember any Laguna ticks coming in today, though.
I thought maybe you'd heard how that fellow that got shot down there last night was getting along.
Oh, you mean Bud Marshall?
I guess so. Cab driver?
Yeah. I read about it in the paper this morning. Pretty tough on him.
Yeah, he's still alive, isn't he?
Was when I read about it. Paper said he was awful low.
Gosh.
Hey, what's the matter? You know him?
Huh? No, I don't know him. I just
thought maybe he was a close friend of yours, the way you sounded.
No, I never heard of him before. I was just thinking, well, guess I'll blow. Thanks a lot.
Sure, it's all right. I've heard a lot of screwy questions, but that kid takes the cake. Sure got in a hurry to go all of a sudden. Think someone was after me. Hey, wait a minute. It was a couple of kids that did that job in Laguna. Hello, operator. Get me the police station, quick. Yeah, and make it fast, will you?
Listen, I tell you, I don't know anything about it.
Now, what was the idea of asking all those questions?
Well, I was only wondering how the fellow was, that's all.
Yeah, but where'd you hear about the shooting?
I read it in the papers.
Which paper?
The Times.
You sure it wasn't the Examiner?
No, I'm not sure, no, but
I... Matter of fact, it wasn't even in the Times, was it?
Well, I guess maybe it was the Examiner.
And I guess maybe we'd better take a ride to Santa Ana and see what else you know. I have an idea, it's plenty.
Driven to the sheriff's office in Santa Ana, the young inquirer continues to deny everything. And after an hour of grilling, deputies take him to St. Joseph's Hospital, into the small, darkened room where Harold Marshall lies hovering between life and death. Turn a light on his face.
All right, nurse. If you can wake him, we're ready.
Harold. Harold. I may not be able to. Very weak.
Try some more.
Harold. Harold Marshall.
What do you want?
Can you hear me, Harold? Do you think you could open your eyes for a minute?
Try.
Harold, can you see me over here?
Huh? Oh. Yeah. I can see. Hey. That's one of the fellows. That's the one that...
That's all, nurse. Thanks. Come on, you. Well, what do you say now, young fellow?
I didn't.
Come on, let's not kid each other anymore. It's no go.
I know. I can't help it.
Well, how about it then? Will you tell us all about it?
Yeah, sure. Only can we go somewhere else? I don't like this place. It makes me kind of sick.
Okay, kid. We'll go back to the station. And when we get there, you'll talk?
Yeah, we'll talk. Only let's get out of here.
And a little later, the now thoroughly scared young man makes a complete confession, gives his name as Fulton DeMorgue, names his companion as one Gerald Vance. But when asked where his crime mate is, he claims he has no idea, swears that he hasn't seen him since they separated the night of the shooting. And despite continued grilling, he sticks to his story, finally convinces the sheriff that it's the truth. Then, just as the questioning is ending, DeMord unwittingly gives a hot lead.
That's all I can tell you, Sheriff. I didn't even know Jerry well. I ran into him in town one night, and we went out to his place.
His home?
Yeah.
Where is it?
In Chino.
Chino, eh? Come on, boys. We're taking a ride to Chino, and DeMord here is going to show us where Vance lives.
Hey, wait a minute. I didn't run. I don't want to
save
do that.
Save it. Save it. What you want to do is your business. But what you're going to do is a very different thing. Come on.
Speeding to Chino, the officers locate Vance's home, but fail to find him. They do, however, get a full description, as well as a recent snapshot. And armed with these, a statewide bulletin is flashed to all points. Teletype messages speed over the huge police network.
Attention all points. Bulletin. Wanted for kidnapping, assault with a deadly weapon. Gerald Vance, 18 years, dark hair, medium build, last seen Laguna Beach, California, June 16th this year. This man is known to have a gun. Might resist arrest. If located, arrest and notify Sheriff Orange County.
1 week later in Medford, Oregon, on one of the numerous ranches.
Hey, come, son.
Okay, I guess.
Pretty good wood chopper for a young fella.
Yeah.
Yeah, look kind of hot, though.
Yeah. That's sure funny, me looking hot. I suppose maybe I should wear an overcoat while I chop this wood. The son trying to set a new record for being hot.
Take it easy, son. Shouldn't get sore just because I rib you a little. I don't mean nothing by it.
Well, save it then. This isn't my idea of having a good time, just chopping wood. You don't help it any by standing around gabbing.
By golly, for a little fella, you're the toughest kid I ever seen. You can't say boo without you going all up in the lather. Must have something on your mind, eh?
No, I haven't anything on my mind.
Still sore, huh? Well, guess I might as well leave you be as long as you feel this way. No use trying to be... Say, now who in the blazes can that be tramping around over there? Never saw him before.
Where?
Over by the house. Coming this way now. Looks like an officer or something.
You mean a cop?
Looks like it. Soon know, though, he's coming over here. Hey, what's the matter with you? Looked like you'd see the ghost.
It's nothing. Just the heat, I guess. Why don't you go over and see what he wants?
Well, there ain't no use my going over to him when he's coming over to me.
Yeah, but...
Besides, I don't feel much like walking.
Hello there. You the foreman of this ranch?
Well, foreman's away, so I guess I'm next best. What can I do for you?
I'm looking for a young fellow who might be working around these parts. Kid about 18 years old. You seen anyone like that?
Sure. Got one right here.
Oh, no, you don't.
Let go. I ain't done nothing.
What's the hurry, then?
That's my business.
Sure. Only I wouldn't try running out again if you know what's good for you.
Yeah, what the devil is all this about, anyway?
Here's a picture, Pop. Ever see this kid before?
Say, here's a picture of you, kid.
That's what I thought. Now listen, Vance. I'm not going to waste any time fooling with you. You're coming along with me nice and peacefully, and there's going to be no arguments. Am I right?
What do you think?
I think you're a pretty fresh punk. And I think I know how to handle punk. How's that? Can't think of an answer. Is that right? Well, that suits me fine. The less you talk on the way back to town, the more I'll like it. Come on, get moving.
Thank you. Notified by teletype of the arrest, Orange County officers speed to Medford, bring the suspect back to Santa Ana. And there they hurl question after question at him, receiving as replies a stony silence. So once again, young Marshall is waked out of his coma, and once again he looks for an instant at the face framed in brilliant light, then names the boy as the other gunman, names him as the one who actually shot him. And a little later, with this positive identification completed, Vance and DeMort are brought together for the first time since the shooting, stand side by side as the sheriff talks to them.
Well, boys, the game's up. You're right on the well-known spot, and you know it, don't you?
Yes, sir.
You're pretty young to start living in San Quentin.
San Quentin?
Sure, that's where they send people who do what you did.
But they can't send us up there. They can't do it.
Sorry, young fella. You're the one who made it this way, you know. Maybe if you'd have thought a little more before you pulled this job, things would be different. But you shot a man and thought you could get out of it scot-free. But now you know different. But you're lucky in one way, though. There's a pretty good chance that your victim will pull through. And if he does, at least you won't have murder on your hands.
What if he bumps?
And it's going to be just too bad for both of you.
Gosh.
Even if he doesn't bump, as you put it, the doctor says he'll never walk again. Those slugs you pumped into him have severed his spine.
Gosh.
Not a very pretty thought to have to live with, is it, boys?
I didn't think about that when I did it.
Why'd we do it, Jerry?
It all looked so simple then, and now I can't do it. I don't want to go to jail. Please, Sheriff, if I promise to go straight, if I promise on my word of honor, anything...
Sorry, Jerry, it's too late for that now. You might just as well make up your mind to take a jolt, because there's no way out. That's the law.
And after a preliminary hearing held in St. Joseph's Hospital at the wounded boy's bedside, a short trial finishes the criminal career of Gerald Vance and Fulton DeBord when they are sentenced to serve life imprisonment in San Quentin Penitentiary without possibility of parole. Their victim, Harold Marshall, recovered from his experience, but today is still suffering complete paralysis of both legs.
Thank you, Deputy Workman. Nearly 3.75 million gallons of Rio Grande cracked gasoline used last year in protecting life and property in this territory. No other gasoline can point to such dramatic service. If your car could have been started when Christianity was born, and driven normally every day until now, scarcely more than a third of this huge quantity of gasoline would have been consumed. More police cars, fire engines, ambulances, and other emergency equipment use Rio Grande cracked gasoline wherever it is sold than any other brand. Why don't you try it in your car? Just drive in tomorrow to your nearest independent Rio Grande dealer. He can also offer you the finest motor oils you can buy, Sinclair Pennsylvania and Sinclair Opaline. Both are thoroughly de-waxed, de-jellied, and refinery-sealed in tamper-proof cans. They are so free-flowing in winter, and they stand up so completely under the most terrific engine heat that you can use the same grade the year round. Ask your Rio Grande dealer about Sinclair Motor Oils tomorrow. Ask him, too, for a free copy of Calling All Cars News, full of pictures and stories about your favorite radio and screen stars and many special features. Do this tomorrow. This is your narrator, Frederick Lindsley, bidding you good night for the Rio Grande Oil Company.